You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, King Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. We're back, everybody.
We're back. Happy New Year, everybody. Hope everybody had a fantastic holiday season, a great new year. We're so excited to be back with a new recap of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
First show of 2013.
And I want to remind you guys, you know, keep downloading us on iTunes. It's free. Make your comments. We love your comments. We've been in the top 10 ever since the show debuted, and that's all because of you. So please keep doing it. Don't forget to do it for 2013. Without further ado, we got a juicy episode to talk about. So let's go around the room and just welcome everybody back to my left.
Hey guys, happy new year. It's Susan Hahn.
Hey everyone, it's Giselle Ugarte, always live tweeting on my panda phone at Giselle Ugarte.
And I am Deanna Vaughn. You guys can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. And let's dig into this episode. This is the dinner party from hell that never ends.
Yeah.
So let's catch everybody up. I mean, I'm sure we don't have to, but the episode before this was the dinner party at Kyle's house. Mm-hmm. And that's when all hell broke loose with Miss Faye, like giving her 2 cents about Brandy and Adrian. So it's a continuation. So let's hear some thoughts.
Let it all hang out.
What do you guys
think? Well, I can understand if Faye is really that close to Adrian for her, you know, maybe stepping up and taking that role and defending Adrian, but it's at the same time, it's not her battle to fight. And I think she just took it way too far. She could have maybe said something like, hey, that was inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And that's as far as she could have gone for Adrian. But it was just kind of getting a little tedious and out of control. You know,
she took it too far and she knew it.
Yeah,
she knew it. And that's, I mean, she knew it and enjoyed it. Yeah, she knew it. She enjoyed it. She was entertained by it. Even her commentary, you could tell that she knew what she was going in for.
Now, let me ask. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, she just, you know, she says like, oh, it's so cute that Lisa tries to help Brandy. And she clearly sees Brandy as someone that's lesser than her for whatever reason. And It was awful to watch, and I'm embarrassed for her because Faye is someone who, she's supposedly this very reputable designer. I've seen some of her work. It's incredible. I feel like this is going to hurt her business. It's going to hurt her reputation. I don't understand why she's behaving like this. I can see why she's standing up for her friend, and I can see how some of these ladies are very territorial about their friends.
Yeah, well,
it's not her business, and she wasn't even there, too. She's talking about something that she wasn't even there for.
Let me ask you guys something. I agree with you. I feel like, I could see both sides of it. But let me ask you a couple questions. One, do you guys feel like Faye was kind of auditioning for her role as, you know, a new housewife on the show? Two, do you guys think that since Kyle was the hostess of this party, do you think that as the host and the fact that Brandy was her guest and, you know, here Brandy, she gets up, she leaves the party, she goes outside, and it was Lisa that had to prompt Kyle to say, you want to go and check on her? You know, she's in your house. Do you think Kyle should have spoken up and said something?
Well, I have a lot to say about that. First, is this Faye's audition? Well, Faye is a new housewife.
Yes, we do know that. Yes.
The new cast member. So I guess her audition went well.
Yes.
Number two.
I don't think. Well, go ahead. I'll call it my.
About, yes, it being Kyle's dinner party. I think mm-hmm. that was so tacky of her to just to sit her ass down. And Lisa's like, do you want to go after your crying guest?
Yeah.
I mean, she just got her ass ripped apart at your dinner table. And you're sitting here like, you know.
I think she was trying to play kind of like
it doesn't matter. You invited me mm-hmm. to your home. And if right. I run out crying because your other guest cusses me out, then you come after me.
Yeah.
Whether we can, it doesn't matter whose side you on. This is just a manner. This is like etiquette. A host 101. Etiquette 101. Yeah. Come on, Kyle. Get your shit together.
I agree. I love you, Kyle. But sometimes that party, you... Mm-mm.
No. And then...
No good.
You know, our fans really interact with us, especially on YouTube. And they gave us a whole breakdown on who Faye is. Mm-hmm. Now, Faye was best friends with Nicole Brown Simpson.
Exactly.
Am I correct?
Yes, you are
and
correct.
And she wrote a book about... her death, was it
after the facts,
like mm-hmm. a month later or mm-hmm. something, very
distastefully
done. She posed for Playboy.
Yes,
she did.
Something to do with her murder or something. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of angry Faye fans out there.
A lot of Faye haters.
So much Faders. So that they supposedly they temporarily took her blog down right. of Bravo
yes.
because there were so many hate comments. And I have to say, though, that we have a lot of angry YouTubers about the Faye thing, but that's part of why our fan base and the Real Housewives Beverly Housewives fan base mm-hmm. is so wonderful. That's why we love you guys, because you have people that are on both sides. Mm-hmm. That's part of why the cast people...
But And you know, at the end of the day, it's almost good that she's got this, you know, group of people that don't like her and don't want her, because it's only going to make for a better show.
Right.
It's only going to make for a better after show, more shit to talk about. But I agree with you guys. I think her, to be honest, I don't know what her intentions were. I think she thought that since Adrian wasn't there, mm-hmm. she felt the need to be her mouthpiece and she felt the need to stick up for her. But I agree. It wasn't her battle to fight. She wasn't there. She didn't know what happened. So for her to make all these comments inappropriate, at the same time, she did, like, there was a line of that she was saying. She's like, you know what, Brandy? You know, when shit hits the fan, you kind of just open up your mouth. And she kind of recalled a couple different events. I had to agree with her there, because that is Brandy's MO. You know, like when she's backed up against a corner, her mouth just goes and she's a little unfiltered. So I agreed with her there, but I also think I agree with you guys. It wasn't Faye's battle to fight.
I have to say, though, about the audition thing, mm-hmm. I don't think it was Faye's audition. I think mm-hmm. Faye's audition happened at the first dinner party from hell.
Mm.
And so Faye felt like she had to live up to that expectation and maybe play the same part. Because if you look at it, she pretty much did the exact same thing that she did with Camille
right.
to Brandy, even though, again, she wasn't there. It wasn't even any of her business. And I think that even though Kyle's reaction to the whole situation was very delayed,
mm-hmm.
the fact that she did go out there and she did make an effort to console Brandy, who she doesn't have the best relationship with, just goes to show how Faye really did go over the top.
Now, whether you love Faye or not, mm-hmm. Faye plays a certain role. She's the girl that's going to call out. And like we said, there are some issues that we did agree with Faye on, because that
right.
is what Brandy does.
Yeah,
it's not like
she does do that. Yeah.
She didn't make up this whole, you know, scenario about Brandy. That is what Brandy does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for her to take it to another level, yeah, that's where I understand fans getting upset, where she kind of felt that everyone felt that Faye was attacking Brandy. Now, are we surprised that Brandy kind of backed out and cried and kind of left? Or did we expect Brandy to be like, fuck you, and throw like a fork at her forehead?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I at that point, she's at this dinner party where she's being, you know, slain across the coals. And not only that, but the, you know, Kyle, who's giving the party, is friends with Faye. So for her to sit there and have a meal, I don't see how she could have done it. I don't. And then just to kind of piggyback on what you said earlier, I thought what Faye said to Lisa was very condescending. You know, what was her comment? You know, oh, Lisa defending her is sweet.
Right.
You know, that was condescending.
Mm-hmm. It was condescending. But what I meant by I don't expect Brandy to sit there and toast to these bitches with a
yeah.
glass of wine. What
mm-hmm.
I meant was, are we surprised that Brandy left?
The way she reacted. I was totally surprised.
Yeah.
I thought she would have given her 2 cents and been like, I hope you choke on that chicken pot
chicken
pie.
I think Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, but exactly. Or a drink in someone's face. Or something. You know, or be Brandy's like, nipple showing through her shirt because she
always,
never wears a bra.
Always.
From liquids being thrown on. Okay, this is just, that's, I'm going to go ahead and just say that's what she said and just turn the door.
Right.
But yeah, I'm completely surprised. And I think if anything, you know, Deanna, you mentioned how when Brandy gets backed into a corner, she just lets everything out. She's completely unfiltered. She lets it go. So I think maybe this was Brandy. The wall was coming down. She didn't know how to react. This is her showing her real feelings of nervousness, of fear, of sadness, just it all kind of melting on the table.
Mm-hmm. Well, because, I mean, later on we see Brandy with confronting one of her ex-husband's mistresses, and I feel like that was the true Brandy, and I commend her for that, but we'll get to that later.
Pre-wine Brandy. I mean, did she have a chance to get to her cocktail at the dinner party yet?
I think she only had like one.
Maybe one and a half. Yeah, so she wasn't in rare form yet.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Marissa really quick. I'm going to jump around a little bit. So we saw Marissa Zanuck, who's also a friend to Kyle. Mm-hmm. She kind of stepped up and was in Brandy's corner. And we saw...
Because Brandy acknowledged her and said, hello, how are you? And they talked, they had a conversation, whereas... Mm-hmm.
Taylor and
Faye were kind of like,
True. And we even saw, like, you know, how they do the little snippets, commercial snippets, where Marissa and Kyle were at a yoga session. And, of course, the teacher is like, ladies, can we focus? Downward dog. Can we focus? Goddess pose. And they just kept talking and talking. But I like that Marissa, you know, she wasn't afraid to stand her ground in this new crowd of women. That she felt comfortable enough to state her opinion and still stand by it and not, like, you know... take it back.
And then, and which I commend her for that. And let's not forget what was said at the yoga session from hell. Poor yogi, yogini, or whatever you call the guru yoga master. Kyle says she doesn't feel that Brandy feels bad. Mm-hmm. And that's what Kyle was saying to Marissa. She's like, I don't think that Brandy feels bad about what she said. Mm-hmm. So Kyle is definitely team Faye. She kind of enjoyed seeing Brandy get ripped apart.
I agree, because of their history. But Ned, let me ask you something.
But because of the history, then why are you inviting her to your dinner party? And then why are you
because
allowing
Bravo
this?
Made her.
Because it's like, okay, Faye was making fun of Lisa, how she says that Brandy is her mouthpiece and how in the background she's kind of laughing about it. Mm-hmm. I almost feel like Faye is Kyle's mouthpiece and Kyle's just kind of laughing about it in the background in that case. And it's kind of funny because, I mean, now that I'm all of a sudden thinking about it, I'm listening to Marissa and I'm thinking about Yolanda in this episode, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a minute. Oh. Well, those two are pretty boring right now, so obviously Faye had to cause a stir.
Well, okay, and not to beat a dead horse, but okay, so Kyle's true feelings came out, you know, during her little yoga session with Marissa. Do you think it would have been appropriate? Do you think it would have been appropriate as the host of this dinner party for her to say what she said to Marissa at the party?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like Kyle never says what she has to say at the appropriate time. She always says it behind someone's back, and it's very conniving. And we're seeing a lot of this side of Kyle this season. Mm-hmm. You know, Kyle, if you have something to say, then say it, sweetie. Why don't...
Sometimes you need to sleep on it, though.
First of all, this dinner party happened days after the whole incident with Adrian and Brandy. So you've had a couple days to sleep on it, you know?
Yeah. Well,
I'm just saying, I don't think Kyle has a pass on this.
Do you guys love how with the new housewives, they come in here and you hear both of them say, well, I don't know about these women. Like, you know, are they really dramatic or are they always like this?
And then they become part of the...
Well, like you haven't even watched the show, but yet you sign up to be on it. Come on.
Okay, so it's time to move on to Miss Taylor. Now,
oh my.
I have some opinions, some big opinions. First of all, Taylor gets her house clean, and I'm not talking about with spick and span. I'm talking about spiritually. Now, for you guys watching, so the woman comes over to her house.
She's a clairvoyant.
She says that she's from Agape. Agape happens to be a spiritual center here in Los Angeles. I happen to be very familiar with Agape, and I go there, and I actually really disliked the woman that we saw and all her shakalaka ooms.
Father what?
Like,
yes, father.
I felt like I was listening to a Jay-Z song. Do you go, what? Do you go, who? No.
Hang on, father, what? Pray first.
I had a problem with her, you know, just her, that whole, you know, business, and then saying she came from Agape, because I'm just like, I don't want people to walk away thinking that that's what that place is, because it is not.
I had a problem with this bitch saying, I had to tell you about Princess Diana.
What really happened?
Yeah, what really happened?
Let me really give you a lowdown. Hey, she died in a car accident.
No, okay, but like, she's like, Father, what? Father, who? It's like, okay, you know what?
But I had to address that. But moving on. So I think, you know, Taylor felt like she needed to get some clarity from a higher power on what was happening in her life. And whatever you need to do, you do your business, okay? But let's talk about her divorce settlement. Now, just the fact that, and I don't know how true it is. I mean, obviously we saw it, but the fact that the lawyer took her wedding ring.
Her 10-carat.
And her two Hermes bags. That just goes.
Probably Birkin bags.
Birkins, which is what, those are like 10 G's each.
No, depends.
Depending on, crocodile, whatever. But I think, what kind of world do we live in that, like, I mean, man's gonna take her bags
specifically
and her...
requests.
Yes, exactly. Specifically knows because of this show.
No,
what she has.
It's Russell's former partner. So they were friends.
I get it.
And so the former partner has a wife, and the wife has been, the bitch has been eyeing the bags and the ring.
Oh, see, so, I misunderstood that. I thought that it was, I mean, I get the foreigner partner thing, but was she talking about that the lawyer was someone who she was really good friends with, who they first told about Kennedy, or was it
The lawsuit. Russell's old partner,
okay.
And they were really close to the Armstrongs.
Now, is this this other guy, John?
John's her lawyer,
who apparently she's dating too. Yes, she's dating him now. Mm-hmm. And we can get to that a little bit more in like some news and gossip. But yeah, that's apparently boyfriend.
Juicy.
But yeah, the fact that they specifically requested, like, I'm surprised it, and say, okay, we want
what does she have?
Rebecca Minkoff dress. I want that Gucci. You know what I mean? Like, good Lord.
But what else does she have? Can you take the silicone out of your lips? Like, how much is that worth?
What else does she have?
That's
look
what
at
I'm
her
saying.
House. I mean, even like, look at, she goes shopping all the time. She has designer pastries on her counter.
But then there's certain things that are like already like assets, or where's our lawyer when we need her? Damn Marie Fagel.
Oh, yeah. Mari, we need you. Yes.
But So I think like maybe because it's a gift, it could be, I don't know, sold off as, I don't know.
I have to say, I definitely felt a little something for her. Just everything that she's gone through. Her husband committed suicide. Now, you know, they're coming and taking her possessions. And I know that they're just possessions. They're things. They can be replaced. But like,
but still.
Good Lord. Just like you said, just rip the silicone out of the woman's lips.
Yeah.
Like, my God. So I felt something for her.
I did too.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now, how do we feel about her thank you dinner with just Kyle, Mauricio, Lisa, and Ken? Where were the other girls?
I kind of felt
like, and one of our listeners tweeted me yesterday when we were watching the show. She's like, wasn't Adrian really there for her through this whole thing? Didn't we feel like Adrian was more part of the Taylor Russell thing than Lisa? Because Lisa and Taylor really didn't get along until after the fact.
Well, here's my take, and I've always felt this way. Just even remember the reunion from last year. Adrian was the main one who was just like, you know, not trusting the fact that Taylor was being abused. So I'm not sure if Taylor was really...
I get it.
If Adrian was in her corner.
I don't think that Adrian was the one that was really like, oh, is he beating you? Is he not? It was all the girls. All the girls had speculations. And
because it was on television, so they were trying to...
it was Taylor's battle with Camille, because Camille was like, you need to get your story straight.
Right.
So I don't think it was really a battle between her and Adrian. I can understand maybe Camille sitting out on the dinner. But I was really shocked to see Adrian not being a part of this thank you dinner.
I don't think that surprised me. It didn't surprise me that she wasn't there.
It surprised me, but we kind of talked about this a little bit earlier. I believe it was Taylor who was on Watch What Happens Live. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned something, or she maybe wasn't sticking up for Adrian. I wish it was fresh in my mind. But they're not on good terms right now, which is funny because, you know, I believe Adrian is Taylor's godmother.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
And that was something that we kind of had touched on. Mm-hmm. So I kind of wonder, was it an intentional invitation that wasn't given to Adrian? Or could it just be that maybe Adrian's out of town because she is a lot?
Yeah, that was never really made clear. But
was it because there was the drama around the two of them? She just wanted it to be people that she knew were not going to bring up
I don't know. We're going to have to tweet a little and dig and kind of and find out like why.
Also, I have been getting some tweets. We are in Studio B today. So it's 424-256-1633 if you want to join the conversation.
Yes, yes, yes. Please call, tweet us. Let's move on for a little palate cleanser called Yolanda.
A little spaghetti bolognese in your mouth.
You know, we
swish it around.
I'm not quite sure what her role is this season.
You know, the whole like, if you can't cook dinner for your family, you shouldn't have kids. Like, get the fuck off your Bentley horse or whatever the fucking horse's name was. It's like, oh, if you can't cook dinner every night, then you shouldn't have kids. It's like, who the fuck are you, Yolanda from Holland?
And the fact that her daughter, you know, she would rather play volleyball. I mean, because what is she, 15?
I thought you were a lesbian.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Now volleyball players out here, and because I have a lot of female friends that play volleyball, and they are gorgeous and not
such good shape,
lesbian, great, buff. Yeah.
So basically,
women,
if her daughter doesn't model,
then she's a dyke.
Then she's a dyke. Yeah, exactly.
Like, which is Misty May Trainor. Hello.
No, I mean, I'm telling you guys, I live near the beach. I see these beautiful, beautiful women playing
tall,
volleyball every day.
Skinny,
toned, lean,
beautiful skin.
So I just think that was offensive. I don't think that she should categorize anything else besides modeling to being unfeminine and being unattractive.
I agree.
It's just out of control.
The only thing that I could see from, you know, a protective standpoint is I could understand like, oh, well, if you're going to be modeling, if you're going to be doing volleyball, you could get bruises or you could get, you know, some scrapes.
That's
and stuff
not what
that
she
could affect
said,
you from modeling.
No.
I know. I'm just saying. But to use that as the example, that's what kills me. Like, there are so many things that she could have said for like, well, you know, I really want you to focus. I don't want you to regret this. You've put so much time into this. But no, she says it's because it's not feminine.
And
that's what
you're
kills
gonna
me.
You work out 4 hours a day and you're just gonna eat. You're gonna eat like a man.
Like
it's
a man.
Like, okay, first of all,
I know.
Yolanda, you're carrying yourself with so much class, but did you see how bitch ate her dinner on the bar with her feet in the sink? Like, that is not cute, okay? Like, her feet was in the sink where she was like dicing the onions. That's not, don't ever eat at her house, okay? You're gonna get some toes up in there.
Well, you know what's funny? I was on Reality Tea. We love you, Reality Tea. And there was a quote, and it says, Yolanda's other child is allowed to do things besides eat lettuce and smear mascara on. I just thought that was so freaking funny.
It's true, though.
Can I just say something about David Foster? Poor David Foster. He's like, I mean, I don't think he's ever met a woman that cooked him dinner. He's like, we have help around the house, but I mean, Yolanda's the type of woman that likes to cook. It's like, oh, hello?
I mean, the man is worth $100 million.
I'll cook for you.
Well, yeah, I can't lie. I cook for your ass too. Yeah. But like,
breakfast,
yeah,
lunch, and dinner, even a snack.
Who's not ordering out and throwing the boxes away? Like, come on now. Like, with all that money, please. Okay, so that was
how old is Gigi?
17?
I think she I think she's 15.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's either 15.
Dang,
I think she's
14
girl, or 15.
Guest campaign.
But she's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she had a leg in the door for sure. Come on, Foster is her stepdad. Her mom used to be a model. She's in that world. So
her dad is Mohammed.
Yeah, her dad is Mohammed. It's not
Mohammed.
Like she was plucked from, you know, the Beverly Center, like. You know, shopping in Victoria's Secret.
There was nothing wrong with the Beverly Center, by the way.
Nothing wrong with it.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
15 years ago.
Okay. So 1990. Okay, so for those of you guys who don't live in LA, the Beverly Center is a popular mall, and actually, like,
It was the mall,
and back in the day, you could go there and, like, see every celebrity that you can think of, like, in the Beverly Center.
It was,
just
right across the street from the Sofitel Hotel.
Yeah, so that's just kind of a little piece of LA, like, you know,
history.
Knowledge for you.
Knowledge.
But now it's all about the Grove. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving on. So, let's talk about
Sheena
and Brandy.
Really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys notice how they censored out Brandy's boobs when her and Lisa went shopping?
Yeah. And she conveniently forgot her bra, as she always does.
I love it.
Yeah.
No, but they had to censor it out, though. Like, they usually show, like, the nipple, like, you know, whatever. Like, you could legit probably see through her shirt.
Probably.
And Brandy, that's why I love you.
Oh, Brandy, we love her. We love her. But yeah, let's talk about Brandy and Sheena. Now, obviously, we know last night's episode was a segue into Lisa's new show, Vanderpump Rules. So that's why. Did anybody watch?
I did.
I tried.
So what do we, well, we talked about this, we hinted on this a little earlier. I love the way Brandy carried herself in the conversation with Sheena. And the funnier thing is that I think in previous old episodes, I think Sheena claimed that she didn't even know who Eddie Cibrian was. Mm-hmm. And we'd have to go back and do some rewinding. But so now we've come full circle, and now you admit to sleeping with the man and carrying on with him for 2 years.
2 years. And so, then when he dumped her for Leanne Rimes, she went on Access Hollywood to sell her story. Mm-hmm. And that's where Brandy was like, okay, bitch, the mistress is heartbroken. Like, I'm the fucking pregnant wife here.
Exactly.
So this Sheena,
she says that she claims that she thought they were separated.
Whatever. Either way, separation, divorce is two different things.
Yeah.
Get your story together.
And I didn't realize that Brandy was pregnant at the time.
Yeah, like, I didn't either.
I did not realize that.
Hate.
That's awful.
Eddie. Like, who are you?
That's awful.
That's disgusting.
I didn't even know who he was until that happened.
Me too.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. I used to watch Third Watch, and Eddie Cibrian was on Third Watch, so I knew who he was.
What's Third Watch?
It was a really good, cop show. I used to be on that.
He was on another one, too, that I was watching randomly. It was like a rerun. I don't know.
But, no.
Well, anyways, don't sleep with married men. It's disgusting. Yeah. And you know what? Women... I mean, and guys are guilty too.
Yeah.
Men don't sleep with married women.
Spoken by the famous NeNe Leakes, close your legs to marry men. Remember that? She said that about Kim Zolciak. Mm-hmm. Same thing goes here.
Yeah,
but
same thing.
I love that, you know, Shanna starts crying and she's just like, whoa.
She's like,
if anybody has tears to shed, it's me.
Yeah.
I lost my family. You're single. You cheated. Like, you were a homewrecker. So I love that.
Brandy handled herself so well. She, like, put this smackdown on her. She's like, don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it twisted. I'm the fucking wife. You're the fucking mistress.
Yeah.
Hello?
Bitch, what do you have to cry about?
Exactly. She's like, stop. Now, I thought Sheena was cute at first, and she could be, but her eyebrows.
Sheena, make your way over to Damone Roberts, girl.
Her eyebrows and her too fake of her lashes is just too much.
Beverly Hills.
No. Well, come on. That's like Florida makeup.
It just a real quick segue. Like, did you guys watch Vanderpump Rules?
I did.
What did you think?
Yikes. I couldn't. I tried so hard, and I just felt like everyone was trying way too hard. The very beginning, the first thing they said is, well, and it didn't even make sense. They said, well, you know, waiters in LA, they wait to serve or something. We all want to be actors, models, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, honey, everybody who's a waiter in LA wants to be an actor.
Right.
And so you could just see, okay, you guys all want to be in TV. You all want to be famous. Clearly, you're trying really hard to do it.
Mm-hmm. I liked seeing Lisa from just like a business point and how she handles her restaurant. I really like to see Lisa in that kind of atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
She's
mm-hmm.
very, we can see why she's so successful because she just tells it as it is. And she's very fair.
Mm-hmm.
She's very fair.
I agree.
But the cast, yeah, I really could care less if they all fucking died.
I think,
you know?
I mean, I'm not going to go that far. I'll give it another chance. I'll watch it next week. You know, I think it was very smart how they set it up, segue with Brandy and Sheena, mm-hmm. and then we, like, see the new show. That made perfect sense because it made you want to watch, you know? So we'll see. But, let's dial it back, and another new friendship that, I don't know, did we realize that Camille and Brandy were such great friends? Did we know that?
I think it was developing.
Yeah, we've seen them on vacation and dancing and, like, hands all over each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, this is true, but I just didn't realize that they were, like, close enough where Brandy's going over to the crib and they're having deep conversations and advice, so I thought that was kind of nice to see.
I love Camille.
Yeah. What else? Are we missing anything, you guys? I feel like there's so much. Oh, I know. So not to, like, bounce all around, but I just saw my note. So remember how last season Russell bought Taylor's daughter a dog for her birthday?
Snowball.
And then she's like, you know, why'd you buy the dog? And then they thought that
Kenny's allergic to it.
Kenny's allergic. Well, when the psychic brought the dog over, everything seemed to be okay.
What?
Whose dog was that?
No, the psychic. She brought her little Pomeranian over.
Oh.
And then the daughter was there, and there were no issues. So I just thought that was kind of funny.
I didn't even catch that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was so freaked out by her.
I caught
that. Small little detail.
Father, no.
Father who?
Well, it sounded like at first, though, when Kennedy saw the dog, it wasn't that big of a deal. It was something that developed over time, especially from touch, because it was like a rash or something having at night. So I think it was more of like a living situation kind of a thing.
Okay. So can we make it official? Is Faye a part of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
She is.
She is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's all over the blogs. It's on Bravo. I mean, we didn't obviously see much of her. You know, we saw from the last party, but looks like we're going to be seeing
her. She's one of the half wives, like Camille. Like, she doesn't have an intro that's like, you know, but she still is going to be giving commentary. <You know. laughs>
But is she?
You guys know they're half wives. You know, like
is she married? Is she dating anyone?
I don't think
we know
she's
of?
Married. Like, she might be dating someone. We should definitely look it up.
I mean, obviously it makes sense. She's friends with Kyle.
I mean, there are plenty of single housewives on the.
But it's called the Real Housewives.
Brandy.
But okay, at least we know that she was married. Now you know that wasn't her fault.
Kim.
Yeah, okay. Kim was never.
She's by default because she's Kyle's sister. Give me another one. Bring it on.
The dentist on Miami.
Carrot?
Yeah, Carrot.
That bitch is annoying. Sorry.
But her.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. All right.
The bikini wax girl from New York who's not on the show anymore, but she was.
I don't know.
Oh,
anyways.
You're right. Okay. All right. So we've officially made your point. Yes, okay. Faye is going to be a new cast member, you guys, just in case you didn't know it. And yeah, you heard it here first.
Oh, Faye Resnick has been Paul Resnick is Faye's third husband with whom she is still friendly.
Okay,
so she's been married three times.
Okay, all right. Well,
who's Paul Resnick? The comedian?
No, that's Paul Reiser. That's another white man in Hollywood.
She cried, okay?
If we haven't missed anything, are we ready for some news and gossip, maybe?
I'm always ready for news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so apparently Eddie Cibrian and Leanne Rimes, they bought a new house in Mexico, and that's the only thing they can seem to fucking talk about. And it sounds like Brandy's, like, sick of it, and she's just kind of, like, all over the blog just talking about, you know, I want to throw up in my mouth. I keep hearing about this goddamn house. It's house, it's house. And, again, her kids are going to be moving into this house, into a mansion, and all that kind of stuff. Like, do you think, you know, I don't know, do we think that Leanne Rimes, knowing now that Brandy's on the show, that she's purposely, like, doing all kind of, taking jabs and, you know, just making a bigger deal out of things because Brandy's on the show?
I wouldn't be surprised. Leanne cheated with a married man. You know, she cheated on her husband.
That's
and
true.
Also cheated with a married man. So when it comes to her ethics,
She doesn't really have.
Also,
she doesn't really
have any. This way, Leanne is someone who she is very social media driven. She's always on Twitter.
Right.
Even before Brandy was on the show, I remember she was always really big into Twitter. Whenever I was looking out for celeb tweets and entertainment reporting. Mm-hmm. So think about how much these ladies have grown their following on social media platforms, and how Brandy, she tweets every single person back. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is always trending on Monday nights when it airs. Think about how many people, whenever they watch this kind of a thing, whenever Brandy mentions her marriage or her kids, I guarantee you there are people that are tagging Leanne Rimes in their tweets and bringing to her attention, you know, oh, we're on Brandy's team. Oh, we're on, how could you do that to Brandy, the person that they have a relationship with?
Right.
So I'm sure that also adds fuel to the fire, and also the insanity that drives Leanne to rehab.
I just think that Leanne should just move on with her husband and just let it be. And just, you know, you don't have to tell the whole world what you're doing, what you're eating for breakfast, what color underwear you're wearing. It's just keep it moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I loved how Brandy said that she hopes that they stay married, even if she's not a fan of Leanne, but just because.
For the kids.
For the kids.
Well, she even made the comment, though, that she kind of wished that Sheena was with him instead, that she, like, liked Sheena better. I mean, of all the things to say, obviously, you know, like, that's, you know,
that's
I
very
prefer
big
the
of her.
Second mistress over the first, you know, so it's just, or the first over the second. So that's kind of funny. Let's see what else here. So there's another rumor that Taylor might be leaving the Housewives show because of this new boyfriend. I mean, Hollywood gossip. I don't know. Like, what do you guys think? Do you think that that's something she would do?
If this is her paycheck, then no.
I was gonna, That's exactly what I was saying. Not unless he's going to be giving her a paycheck of equal or less.
Because what was the rumor? That one of the Hermes bags was fake from Chinatown?
Yes, that's right. There was. I forgot. I'm glad you brought that up. There was a rumor that her, you know, Birkin bags that she had to hand over to, you know, to settle her case. It ain't real. It's fake. And there's some good fakes out there. And I don't believe in fakes, you know. I haven't worked in the industry in fashion. I don't, you know, I'm not a fan of fakes.
No.
But can you imagine if that's really true?
That's really funny.
They're like, nice try, bitch. Give me the real one.
Or she's like, here, take the bags.
It'd be funny, though, if somebody, you know, copped her into buying a fake bag.
Probably.
But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised because amongst these women have some serious money. Lisa, Adrian, Kyle, these women have true Beverly Hills money, whereas Taylor was just kind of, you know, she's living in Beverly Glen. She's, you know, she's in Beverly
South
Hills.
South of Rodeo.
She's in Beverly Hills adjacent. Let's be real.
She's
you know?
On Rodeo.
I mean, she was doing well. She was doing well, but not to the same caliber as these other women. So I can't see how it would be. You feel like you want to keep up with the Joneses, especially being on this show. These women are flying private jets and have all these cars and their kids are driving, you know.
Well, that was her struggle, you know? Season 1 and 2. And then what did she say? This her new tagline. It was, I work too hard to stay in the zip code. It's like, you know, she's very status driven.
Yeah.
But what does it have to do with her back from China?
Well, the fact that I can see where she would maybe go and buy a good fake.
Well,
to
that
keep
I
up
understand,
with these ladies.
But you can't be like here.
Okay, note to the viewers out there: better to be label-less than knockoff.
Exactly.
But how
are
you gonna be like?
Bad.
Well, here's part of the $1.5 million I owe you, but this should cost $20.
Here, take my Birkin. Take the Birkin
on Canal Street.
But that was a rumor that I saw, like, on one of the blogs that the bags were fake. Now, who knows what truth there is to it, but
whatever.
I wouldn't be surprised either way, put it like that. I'm not, you know, I'm just saying. What else do we have? I feel like I had one more piece of nugget of an information.
I found a little something on Faye Resnick.
What'd you find?
Well, since we were talking about her tell-all memoir earlier about Nicole Simpson, supposedly she got a 6-figure advance to write the book with a National Enquirer columnist, and in it she reveals that she had a one-time lesbian encounter with Nicole Simpson.
Okay, that is
really
tacky.
And why say that?
And that it brought both sides of the case completely at feuds, even with Robert Kardashian, the late Robert Kardashian,
exactly.
Rest in peace, claiming that it was full of half-truths.
Interesting.
It was a very Jackie Collins-esque wannabe novel.
Well, I think...
But she sold the story after her friend died, which is the whole point.
6 figures, yeah.
So that's pretty
married
good.
And divorced 3 times, had an additional problem, drugs. She admitted to being a cocaine addict. She has been in and out of 3 rehab programs in the past 8 years.
Wow.
Well, you know... I would never want to
kick... Which now it's been more than 8 years, but this was in 1986.
You never want to kick somebody, you know, like, you know, while they're down. Because I'm sure a lot more of these ladies have a lot more skeletons that we just don't know about.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
But the truth is, we're going to be seeing a lot more of...
Lots of sugar booger. Somebody just used that reference.
I love that.
They were like, you know what sugar booger is? And I'm like, no, clearly I don't do drugs. And they were like,
coke.
And I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny.
That's really funny.
Oh, funny.
That is hilarious.
Or booger sugar. That's what
okay,
it is. Booger sugar.
So we're going to be seeing a lot more of Faye.
Yes.
So all you faders out there, sorry.
All you faders. Sorry. She's
faders.
So perfect segue into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
Fan kick.
This episode, we didn't see our normal, you know, scenes for the next because it went right into Vanderpump Rules. But let's talk quickly about what we expect to see in the next episode. Like, we obviously know we're going to see more Faye. What about Marissa? Like, do we think she's going to have a bigger part in this so far? It's just been bits and pieces of Marissa. Like,
I hope so.
We
gotta break her in sometime.
I mean, I like her, but I can do without her. She doesn't do much or less for me.
I miss, and I'm totally blanking on her name now, the $20,000.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dana.
Dana.
Dana, the $20,000 shades.
Yeah, I even miss Dana now.
Oh, do we need to petition to have Dana come back?
Maybe.
Maybe with her.
Whose friend was Dana's? Was it Kyle's friend?
It was Taylor's friend.
Taylor's friend.
It was got it.
I miss her. Yeah. I really want to see
We didn't touch on Adrian and Paul.
I was about to say.
Oh, shit.
That's
okay.
Exactly what I was about to say. I really want to see the Adrian and Paul thing fall apart. Because we tried to see the whole, oh, let's work together as a business. And like,
yeah.
Skincare line.
This whole...
Blah, blah, blah. And I was hoping that she was going to say something like, you know, this whole feud with Brandy has really put a damper on our relationship and blah, blah, blah. And I really wanted to say, put a divorce settlement in the top.
Well, I'm glad you guys remember that, because really quickly, so right out of Adrian's mouth, she says that Brandy caused a huge strain on her relationship with Paul. Like, we all know that that's bullshit. For the past two seasons, we've seen you kind of demean this man. You kind of emasculate him on camera, but all of a sudden, Brandy has put a strain on your relationship?
Well, I think, you know what, when we see them kind of doing their back and forth, Paul could take it because Paul dishes it back to her.
Right.
But this season, you can see him just like, I feel like he's so defeated.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, he's just like, what, shut the fuck up. You know, mm-hmm. She's like, it's not good luck to put my bag on the floor. She like puts her lips all over his mug and he's just like, you know.
Because he used to like kind of laugh about it and like poke pusher buttons even more.
Right.
And you're right. Now you can kind of see him just be like.
He's annoyed.
He's annoyed because we're annoyed. I honestly had no ill feelings towards Adrian until this season.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a little too uptight. And she's just like, he was like, well, I've been working on
this. And
she's
not just
like,
in her facelift.
We have been working on this. It's like, calm down.
I don't feel like she respects him at all, especially on camera. And that's got it. Well, obviously, we know how the story ends because they're officially divorced.
He's the one who filed from her. And they're divorced, but he's the one who filed.
Interesting. So I think it's a cop-out for Adrian to even suggest that what Brandy did put any kind of influence on their relationship.
That kind of a thing should bring your relationship closer together.
Yeah, because he was defending her.
Together, mm-hmm. as partners. This is him being a man. Like, well, you know, a little crossing the line a little bit. But he was stepping up like we've never seen him before.
Yeah, he was standing up for his woman, which is what you would expect. So I thought that was a crock of shit completely. Brandy had nothing to do with the demise of her relationship. So glad we brought that up.
We're going
to
be seeing a lot more Brandy and Adrian drama.
Yep, Brandy, Adrian, of course we're going to see Faye. And of course we hope to see you guys next week. Thanks so much for tuning in for our first show of the 2013 new year. Let's go around real quick. Where can we find everybody?
You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn.
You can find me on Twitter at Giselle Ugardi and SprintingInStilettos.com.
And you can find me, Deanna Vaughn, on Twitter at GoToGirlTV and also on YouTube on the Stylish Channel. And thanks so much for tuning in, you guys. Again, don't forget to rate us 5, 5, 5, like the foot-long 5, 5. And we'll see you.
Foot-long?
$5 foot-long Subway. Hello.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Should have raised their prices.
They haven't. But stay tuned next week, you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. We missed you. We love you. Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.